laws, regulations. It's all so complicated. How can someone navigate through the system? The Pro Bono Legal Clinic can help. In the Washington, D.C. suburb of Montgomery County, Maryland, a lawyers group called the Bar Foundation has members who donate their time and provide help to people with legal problems through the Pro Bono Clinic. One of these attorneys, Harry Lewis, says the foundation is upholding an American principle.
Really what this clinic is all about is equal access to justice. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that are poor or of low means, a lot of immigrants coming to our country to work, for example, don't have equal access to the justice system.
In 2006, over 2,000 people came to the Pro Bono Legal Clinic. The words pro bono are Latin and mean for the good of the community. Attorney Mary Kay Canarte manages the program, which deals with a wide variety of legal issues.
We provide legal assistance in the areas of family law, landlord-tenant housing, debt collection, bankruptcy, divorce, custody, alimony requests.
Ms. Canarte says the criminal cases are referred to a special county office that defends without charging fees people accused of crimes. And she also says that for a number of immigrant clients, the clinic provides the only legal help they have had since coming to the United States.
Many of the people that come to our clinics have never spoken to a lawyer before. They have absolutely no idea what the laws are. And this is their first opportunity to feel included and know what the laws are that protect their rights.
Jesse Foster says a financial nightmare prompted him to come to the Pro Bono Clinic.
I'm here because it looks like I'm going to have to file for bankruptcy, but I don't have any money. And I talked to a lawyer about how much it would cost to file for bankruptcy, and it blew me away. So I was told I could get free legal advice and possibly help from the legal clinic here.
The Pro Bono Clinic also gets requests for help from workers, especially day laborers, who were cheated on the job, as attorney David Vega explains.
These employers pick them up, promise them $15, $12, $10 an hour, and wind up paying them nothing for their labor. They wind up having to sue their employer, and that's expensive, though, so they come to us.
David, like a number of the pro bono attorneys, speaks several languages. That's important because a number of people who come to the clinic have little or no skill in English. The Bar Foundation says the goal will always remain making sure that everyone in Montgomery County, regardless of income or ethnicity or legal status, has help in resolving their problems and to make sure that their rights are respected. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.